Psalm 45 is, I titled it Remembered Forever, because, you know, in the midst of the things in life, the important things like the commemoration of a song of love and celebrating the king's marriage, which is happening here, there is a reality that we're going to be remembered forever when we find God's love. Verse 1 of Psalm 45, my heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Interesting, interesting imagery. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. And that's really a teaching about our tongue always being ready to give glory to God through the things that we say. Verse 3, gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and your majesty ride on victoriously for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Truth, humility, and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp. The peoples fall under you. Your arrows are in the heart of the king's enemies. So what is it that brings strength to a warrior? Well, it appears like truth and humility and righteousness are the powerful weapons of the warrior of God. And then he goes on in verse 6, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. Really cool. And then he talks a little bit about the king's daughter, which I assume is, I don't know, the feminine aspect of this particular psalm. Verse 13, the king's daughter is all glorious within. And whenever I read this part of the psalm, and then also when I look at the Song of Solomon, it's really cool because the feminine or the wise, the wisdom part of God, because she is, after all, the Lady Wisdom of the book of Proverbs, there's a beauty that emanates from a female that is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. So it says the king's daughter is all glorious within. And the reward of living a life the way that's just been described, verse 16, in place of your fathers will be your sons. You shall make them princes in all the earth. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, the people will give you thanks forever and ever. Man, the Psalms are so filled with awesome promises.